and welcome everybody to the Wednesday night Bible study here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Saying welcome one, welcome all to the show tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation, ask your questions, give your comments, prayer requests, prayer praises, or just let us know how we're doing. We'd appreciate hearing from you, especially tonight. And we're going to get this gospel bus rolling off on the right foot, as they say, and get it rolling off on the right road. And we're going to make this a ladies' night tonight, as we got Emily on the line with us and Sister Ruth, and we're going to let Emily open us up tonight. Amen. Get your coffee, Emily. Your mic is open, so just got to unmute yourself. Huh. I think she ain't got her coffee, Ruth.
Oh, she's all right.
Well, probably away from the phone at the moment. We'll let you open us in prayer. We'll let her be the closer.
All right, dear Lord, we praise and bless your name. And there's so much to think about with all the people that need you and the healings. And be with Emily and what she's doing. And we'll keep it as a personal request. And help me tonight. I'm not feeling well at all, but I'm going to try and go with this anyway. And I just want to praise and bless your name for all you do. I want to serve you always. Amen.
Amen. All right, once we see she's up and available, we'll say hi to her as soon as she gets available. But right now, we're going to get rolling with some music tonight, and we hope everybody enjoys. We also appreciate Jim, who's been a faithful listener, and we know that if he wishes to speak, he knows just what to do. Press the number one, join the conversation. So let's get rolling here on the old gospel bus here on a Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Let's have fun.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. my heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Coffee yet? All right. She's still working on it, I guess. All right, we'll play another one here and see if she gets her coffee by then.
visit. It will never pass this way again. Roger.
Emily, did you get your finally your coffee yet?
No.
No? Why not?
Because I got me a beer instead. A root beer, that is. I'm being sarcastic there, Ken.
All right. Okay, just to let you know, at the end of the show, Em, it's a ladies' day, and we had Ruth open us in prayer. We're going to have you close us in prayer, okay?
Well, I don't know why I had myself unmuted when you asked me to pray, and I kept on saying, "Do you hear me, Missionary Ken?"
Well,
and
I think it was a problem between Blog Talk and whatnot. So, hey, we got you now. So we're up and running.
Yeah, well, it kept on saying muted, unmuted, muted, unmuted. I was getting aggravated.
Right. Well, we got you now. So, it just being a little touchy tonight, I think the system's being a little touchy tonight because I know
it wants to be a pain in the behind.
Right. So. All right, so how are you enjoying the show otherwise?
I've had to hang up and call back in before it would finally unmute me.
Right. So, all right. Well, how about we give you another song to enjoy here? Okay.
Before we do the next song, Kenny, I'm going to ask the listeners, all I'm going to say is I've got a personal unspoken.
Okay. That's part of what we do here. Those that called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, do it just that way. Press number one, join the conversation. We open your mic, and then you can give us your prayer requests, prayer praises, questions, comments, or any of those things And that's how it's done. Amen. All right, so here we go with another song tonight.
No gossiping on the gospel bus.
Even though they may have called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, they may not wish to press number one, or they just may be listening via internet, but yet would like to let us know how we're doing, give us their prayer praises, prayer requests, and that kind of thing. You could do so via email by one of two email addresses. The first is feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's, again, feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L. Then the letter N as Nancy, then the word touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, then king, the guy that sits on a crown, has a crown and sits on a throne, King, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, or 6i6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, put Wednesday night Bible study, and then in your body of your email, whatever it may be, prayer request, prayer praise, comment, question, or whatever it may be, just put it in there. We will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Started from humble beginnings in a basement. Kenneth Wolfgang, Missionary Wolfgang, has gone from the basement to the church, to an outreach program with Holiness Bible. Holiness Bible has sent Bibles all the way as far as Nigeria. The outreach program then spawned to the Six Eyes Radio Network, where now he's in over 56 countries, 7 days a week, spreading the gospel. Also, the Asabila Angels, which consists of Kenneth Wolfgang and First Lady Ruthie Wolfgang, has gone around the city performing with their spiritual songs, the Asabila Angels, who also has an album out called Clearly Spoken. Also, the prayer line ran by Emily Barnum, who oversees the prayer line and also provides coloring of beautiful pictures for the children. Furthermore, with Tim Groover going over to Jerusalem with his outreach program, the Holiness Bible Outreach Program, Kenneth Wolfgang. He's a man that's on the move and doesn't take no for an answer. Despite his sight loss, he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. He puts a circle around it, and he gets it done. So help First Lady and Kenneth Wolfgang on their mission to help keep spreading the gospel. The Holiness Bible Outreach Ministries. Thank you.
And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, and we are going to Exodus chapter 25 and verse 20. Exodus chapter 25 and verse 20.
And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings,
and their faces shall look one to another toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be.
All right, one more time, Ruth.
And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be.
And that was our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Exodus chapter 25, verse 20, Exodus 25 and verse, which tells us in simple terms, cherubim are angels that have wings and faces, and we know that they were found on the Ark of the Covenant, on the mercy seat, one on each end, facing the mercy seat. Once again, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Exodus 25 and verse 20. Amen.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1 Katie, KATIE, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's blind trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there. Never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. Amen. Plan. Keep your eyes on the wheel, your eyes on the road, and your hands on the wheel. Amen. So, how are we doing tonight, Emily? I think we lost her again.
I hope not. That's her.
Nope.
Oh, there she is.
I had myself on mute.
Ah. All right. So, sound like a good plan there, Emily?
What's that?
Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road.
And not trying to play Evel Knievel while doing it.
Sounds good to me, guys.
Good plan, I'd say. All right. I think what we'll do, we'll get into another song here.
Yeah, and like we say, no gossiping on the gospel bus.
Yeah, I hope you heard that, Rudy.
Amen to that.
All right, here we go.
Worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart. I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior.
Oh Lord,
from the depth of my heart, yeah,
I give all praise
and honor, to you, O matchless King. There is no one like you in all the earth. I'll praise and magnify your name. Ooh.
There is no one like
you.
Know what to do. Just press that number one. Let us know that you'd like to say hi, and join in. And we're going to play another song here. And we encourage you, Six, to join us because we'd love to hear from you tonight. All right, here's another song for you. A song that we all know, especially those that are Christians, Amazing Grace.
Well. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my
begun. What a sad state. So don't be lost, you don't have no excuse. Just trust in Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you'll be able to sing the song of the saved, Amazing Grace. All right, as we continue on the Six Eyes Bible Bust here on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, just reminding those that called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press number one, join the conversation. We know that Six is out there. We'd love to hear from him. And just press number one. We'd love to hear from you. Prayer requests, prayer praises, questions, comments, or any of that good stuff. All right, here's another song for you tonight.
Trying hard to break, and every time he thought it got better, he would make another mistake. Though he knows he's far from perfect, he is trying to live right. He asked me to ask you, Father, would you hear his prayer tonight? He said, tell him that in my name, would you tell him that I really love him, and although it's been a while, ask him for me, am I still his child? I asked her how she was doing, she said not so good lately. Then I told her, girl, you know, you can always talk to me. She said, these days haven't been so happy, haven't had much peace of mind. Now I know that I should be praying, but I haven't had much time. So could you tell me?
know about y'all, but God's been good to me, and I got something to praise him for. Let me see you put your hands together and praise.
You happen to be the leeriest type or the shy type, and even though you may have called 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617, don't wish to press number one, or if you're just listening via internet and still would like to get in contact with us and let us know how we're doing, you could do so via email, and there's two email addresses that you can use. First of all, feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L. The letter N as Nancy, then touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, then king, like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Again, feelintouchking@gmail.com, or 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put Wednesday night Bible study. And then go ahead in your message, let us know how we're doing, your prayer request, prayer praise, or whatever it may be. And we will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're blind trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program
here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com. And in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES. The digit 2, the digit 4, and in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen.
And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, and we are going to Exodus chapter 25 and verse 20, Exodus chapter 25. And verse 20.
And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another toward the mercy seat, shall the faces of the cherubims be.
All right, one more time, Ruth.
And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be.
And that was our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Exodus chapter 25, verse 20, Exodus 25 and verse 20, which tells us in simple terms, cherubim are angels that have wings and faces, and we know that they were found on the Ark of the Covenant, on the mercy seat, one on each end, facing the mercy seat. Once again, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Exodus 25 and verse 20. Amen.
And, of course, if you can remember that verse, Exodus 25, verse 20, remember that. Keep it in mind. because that will be coming up this summon Sunday as the pepper trap for the following Sunday. So just keep it in memory. It's very good to remember that, because here on Wednesdays for the Bible Wednesday night Bible study gospel bus here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we kind of overlap into the other show for Sunday. So it is good to keep your ears peeled for this show, because then you got ahead of time, you're already cheating. We give you the answer to the pepper trap ahead of schedule. Amen. And here we go again with a little more music. Amen.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. Meant so much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love.
When there's so much more, yes,
worth fighting for.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me,
and nothing can
separate me from your love. The calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. Know this world is not your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Did I see it? I'll shout out hallelujah here. Hallelujah, life with you is worth fighting. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, there is so much more.
You know, we are fast approaching Ruth's Bible Prophecy coming up here this afternoon on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network on the Gospel Bus. And tonight she'll be covering the Holy City, which is a very good, interesting topic, so you'll want to stay tuned for that as we continue. And here's a song especially going out to you six. We are hoping you still will join us by pressing the number one. So here's your favorite song there, six. We hope you enjoy it.
This is not the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
Before it happens, receive before it happens. you got to know you're gonna have those things you won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. But God said, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God said, hold me, gotta see it before it happens, believe before it happens, see it before it happens, you got to know.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same.
into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken
head.
He has a miracle role to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh,
you
then you
will
receive. About the situation, but with every test, it's every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
Gave me a
miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say. Outstanding, wait on the Lord and see your good service.
right where you are. Come on and tell him.
Great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they hauled light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are here. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen. In the Holy Bible, it tells of a day when the beast shall walk among us and many shall fall away. Having war and desolation, they shall rise in against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
same as circumstances. When the seven seas are broken
and the seven miles are open
and the seven trumpets sound.
Lesson is the holy city. Okay, now I'm putting down here a simple rule of interpretation which says take the Bible literally where it is all possible. If symbolic, figurative, or typical language is used, then look for the little truth it intends to convey to the listener. With this rule of literal interpretation in mind, let's proceed to engage ourselves in a simple study of the great Bible truth, the Holy City. There are three great days distinctly outlined in the overall plan of God. Number one is man's day, two, the Lord's day, and three, the day of Jehovah. Now, man's day extends from Adam to Armageddon, so obviously we're still in man's day. The Lord's Day extends from the coming of Jesus Christ at Armageddon until it has brought about a condition of a universal peace upon the earth, which is the Day of Jehovah, or eternity extends from the white throne judgment through all the endless eons of the ages. Eternity, yay, we can stay together with the Lord. Praise the Lord. During man's day, through the various probationary periods of time, God's been calling out for himself a peculiar people. Titus 2 and verse 14, 1 Peter 2, 9, all of these people who have lived in the different periods of time and under the various conditions eventually will make up the complete roster of inhabitants of the holy city if they met the requirements of their day. By this we mean that in each period of time there has been the lost and the saved. We see that during the 1,000-year period of time, Revelation 20, verses 1 through 7, known as the Day of the Lord, all phases of man's life will be brought under the dictatorial, autocratic control of Jesus Christ, with all peoples upon the earth at last being brought to the place where they will be willing to bow and accept Christ as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Yay, I know I do. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, 24, Revelation 17, 14, of course, in your King James Version Bible. Now, the exception will be at the very close of this 1,000-year period of time when Satan will be loosed out of the bottomless pit and allowed to again recruit an army. And the first army was at Armageddon, Revelation 19, 19, and with the second army, he will again attack Jerusalem. However, the second army will be destroyed by a fire, which will come down from God out of heaven and devour them. Revelation 20, verses 7 through 9 in your KJV Bible. Now, in eternity, or during the Day of Jehovah, a condition of absolute purity, peace, holiness, and moral perfection will prevail, and the earth and its contents will then be in the same condition they were before the fall of the first man, Adam. Okay, that's in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 27 and 28. A condition of godly righteousness will permeate the entire earth, and this is Zechariah 14 and verse 20. My social reason for including this lesson, there's been a great and undue amount of misunderstanding among both the clergy and the lay members of the church relative to the holy city as mentioned in the following Bible verse. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21 and verse 2. All believers of all ages who will have been saved under the various periods of time, beginning with Adam and continuing through the 1,000-year reign of Christ, will make up the eventual population of the holy city. Abraham looked for a city, and it was the same holy city described in the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, which he anticipated. Now, there's another scripture for you. For he, Abraham, looked for a city, not a spiritual condition, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's Hebrews 11 and verse 10, of course, in your KJV Bible. This tremendous biblical fact is a further confirmed in the same book in this manner. But now they, referring to the patriarchs, desire a better country. They weren't satisfied with what they had. That is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he, God, hath prepared for them a city. That's Hebrews 11, verse 16. There are those people who teach we are now in the holy city. This is true to a certain degree along some spiritual lines, because all the believers of all ages who have fallen asleep are up in heaven at the present time underneath the altar before the throne of God. 2 Corinthians 5:8. When Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, he descended into the lower regions of the earth and depopulated the old paradise in the bowels of the earth, where all believers had been going at death who were looking forward to the first coming of Christ. At that time, Christ led captivity forth captive, taking those believers up on high and establishing a new paradise where they are at the present time. Next scripture. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up for above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Ephesians 4, verses 8 through 10. David, prospectively, prophesied the same thing a full 1,000 years in advance in the Psalms. Here's the scripture. Thou, Christ, hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, Psalm 68 and verse 18. When he was here on the earth, Jesus Christ made a first mention of the holy city when he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verses 2 and 3. We are beginning to see that the different peoples who have lived in various periods of time, beginning with Adam, who were saved according to the requirements of their day, will eventually inhabit the holy city. The reason they will be there is that God is going to credit their obedience and faithfulness as righteousness as long as they observed and did that which God required of them in their day. This is confirmed in the book of Galatians. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Galatians 3, 6, KJV. Down through the ages, there has been much imaginative speculation as to when the holy city will actually appear and become a tangible reality. We are very plainly told in Scripture that the holy city will become such, not on this present earth, but on the new, freshly remade earth at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Now here's your scripture. But the day of the Lord, should be translated Jehovah, will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. The verse of scripture could not be fulfilled at the beginning of the day of the Lord, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, because in God's overall plan, there must yet be the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. If you will look at the 12th verse of 2 Peter 3, you will see that the time element is correctly interpreted day of God or Jehovah, meaning that 2 Peter 3:10 should also say, but the day of Jehovah, and so forth. That's why the scriptures plainly teach that after every knee has bowed and every tongue has confessed Christ as Lord of Lords and King of Kings during the Lord's Day, after Satan has been released from the bottomless prison for a little season, when he will recruit another army to attack the beloved city, Jerusalem, fire will come down from God out of heaven and devour him and his army. That's Revelation 20, verses 7 through 9. And while we, the saved of all ages, are at the white throne judgment, Revelation 20, 11 through 15, as witnesses against the ungodly, this present earth and the three heavens are going to be burned up by fire. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 12. Now, during the cleansing by fire, the elements will naturally become a gas, but God, who has all power, will be able to take that gas and recreate a freshly remade earth and freshly remade heavens. This is borne out in the last book of the Bible in this manner. And I saw a new remade heaven and a new remade earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, destroyed by fire, Revelation 21, 1. The prophet Isaiah was able to look down through the annals of time and be supernaturally foresaw the destruction of this present earth and the heavens, because we find him prophesying, "For behold, I, God, create new heavens and a new earth," Isaiah 65, 17. In other words, this present earth as we know it today, which is composed of solids, earth, liquids, water, oil, and so forth, and gases, together with the heavens, atmosphere, and planets, which has been so very forcefully marred by the powerful force, satanic and Adamic sin, is to be ultimately cleansed by the devastating fire described in 2 Peter 3, after which there is no apparent a newly remade earth and a newly remade heavens. Okay, that's cool. It's all going to get new. Okay, after the white throne judgment is completed, during which time every unbeliever of every age will have had an impartial and complete trial, which trial will have appeared the righteous of all ages as witnesses against the ungodly, the earth and the heavens, as we know it today, will have been destroyed by an all-consuming fire. Then God will take the gases from his original creation, heavens and earth, and from that gases, he will form a new earth in practically the same manner as when he picked up a handful of clay and made Adam. When he did that, he was not making Adam out of something new, but out of original earth, which had been here before Adam. That's why we hear God saying in the book of Jeremiah, "For thus hath the Lord said, yet will I not make a full end." Jeremiah 4 and verse 27. May I say there's no way of determining the age of this earth. Of course, it's approximately 6,000 years back to Adam, and that's not the age of the earth. But why God picked up a handful of dirt and made Adam out of the original dust of the earth, he was not going to allow the earth and its inhabitants to come to an end at that particular point in world history. Scripture, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 in KJV Bible. Now, it's a scripture. The Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2 and verse 7. We find God doing the very same thing again at the end of the second day of time, known as the day of the Lord, when he takes the gases which are to the result of the destruction of the original earth and heavens by fire and makes a new earth and new heavens. Therefore, when we observe the holy city coming down from heaven at the end of the great period of time, known as the day of the Lord, which will be at the conclusion of the great white throne judgment of God up in heaven, we see the holy city coming down to rest upon the freshly remade earth. The holy city will be permanently established on the new earth because the Bible tells us, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. Please note especially the last phrase, which you had just read, for the former things are passed away. In other words, the earth, seas, atmosphere, moon, and stars, as we know them today, together with physical mankind in its pursuit of life, which embodies everything connected with the human being, were destroyed by the great fire mentioned in 2 Peter 3:10, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So you can see the holy city, as the scripture calls our future eternal abode, is going to be a place where the former things are passed away, because the very next verse tells us, and he that sat upon the throne in the midst of the holy city said, behold, I will make all things new. Revelation 21:5. Once we arrive at the period of time when the holy city will be established on the new earth, we will have arrived at the ultimate goal for which God has called us. In other words, we are eventually going to live on the new earth in the holy city forever and ever, without any traces of sin, without any experiences of crime because of pain or loneliness. In the holy city and the new earth, there will never be any more death. We will live in the holy city on the new earth in a state of immortal bliss and happiness, just as though we had always been there in the same rapturous condition in which Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden before they were tempted by the serpent, Satan. Now here's the scripture below. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we shall know when he, Jesus Christ, shall appear, we shall be like him. 1 John 3:2. Everybody who's a Christian is not to be changed to look like Christ when he comes in the clouds to rapture the saints. But Christ is to have another change himself, and he is to receive the glory he had with the Father before he ever came to this earth in human form. That change is to be given to him and to us as all of us come back to live on the new earth in the holy city. Scripture, and now, O Father, glorify thy me and thine own self with the glory which I, Christ, had with thee before the world was. John 17:5. All believers of all ages will undergo a final change in order to become inhabitants of the holy city. This is further borne in the doctrine of heirship. Please try to grasp this great truth. If you are a truly born-again child of God, you have become a joint heir with Christ. Scripture, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we, Christ and the believer, may be also glorified together. Romans 8:16-17. All the saved of all ages, together with Jesus Christ, because of joint heirship, will come back to the new earth and live in the holy city with our memories having been blanked. And we live in the holy city without any memory of the past. We will never remember having lived in this present world of sin after the last change has taken place. That's why the Bible tells us, for the former things are passed away, Revelation 21:4. Behold, I make all things new, Revelation 21:5. Isaiah foresaw this as he was able to look down through some 3,600 years of prospective world history, and we hear him say, and the former things shall not be remembered nor come into mind. That's Isaiah 65:17. The inhabitants of the holy city will live in the city eternally in a state of complete righteousness and will do so without any memory of the past. The individual will never remember having been a mother, father, son, or daughter. All will be changed, and we will remain in that state of holiness forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the real purpose for proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ today is not to make people Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, members of the Assembly of God, or any of the other 200 different denominations, but to make them citizens by the new birth of the holy city. That's what the Bible says. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, 1 Peter 2:5. That's what's going on at the present time. God is building the holy city, which will eventually be inhabited by the completed body of the peculiar people of God when it takes its final position on the new earth. In concluding, let me caution you. In the holy city, there will not appear the fearful and unbelieving and abominable murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, for these shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21:8. In case someone might think that this verse doesn't actually mean what it says, practically the same thing is repeated in verse 27 of the same chapter. And there shall in no wise enter into it, the holy city, anything that defileth neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's Revelation 21:27. So the big question today, my dear listener, is not whether you are a Baptist, Methodist, or a member of any of the other denominations. May I say denominations are absolutely necessary for some people. But the big question is, has your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, enabling you to become a citizen, the holy city, which will eventually rest on the new earth and will remain there throughout the eons of God's eternity during the day of Jehovah? That's why the Bible says, Scripture, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's God's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Psalm 115 and verse 16. I would suggest that you read the entire 21st and 22nd chapters of the book of Revelation at your earliest opportunity using the rule of interpretation given at the beginning of the lesson. If you do this prayerfully, you will see that the holy city is to be a literal city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2 in the King James Version Bible. The next lesson will be the Blessed Hope.
This is Lynn Colliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And that, my dear listener, is it for tonight on our lesson of the Holy City. And for those of you who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation, let us know any questions, comments, or prayer requests, prayer praises. So, Ruth, who do we got with us?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, of course, and you got Sister Emily, her dad, and sex.
All right. And so we'll start with Emily. Emily, do you got any questions or comments?
No, I'm good.
All right. And Ruth, does it look like six pressed the number one yet?
No, I just happened to see it was there. Maybe you'd like to say hi anyway.
All right, six, if you want to, you got anything you want to run by us? Okay, he looks like he's good. So, all right, with all that done, Emily, like I said, this is a ladies' day, so what we're going to do, we're going to let you, Ruth opened in prayer, we're going to let you close in prayer, and then we're going to get out of here tonight. Where'd you go, Em?
Hey, Kenny, I'm trying to be a party pooper here, but I got a monster, and you know what I mean by that. Could we have Rudy the closing too, please?
That's all right. Dear precious Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the program and all who listened. I hope everybody had a good time. Hope people were saved and healed, Lord. And we just have a lot of prayer lists, and you got mail, precious. Love you so much. Amen.
God bless everyone.